Director's report. Director Susan.
Thank you, Chair Carpenter, and I will hopefully be able to make up a little bit of time. I'd like to start first by welcoming our new commissioners. Glad to have you on board. Excited to have a full commission with plenty of good work to do. Along the line, and as well as welcoming Nikki to her first commission meeting. On the topic of personnel changes, I want to let you know we have fully now implemented the changes we talked about previously in the director's office. So we have our new director of fisheries, Ron Warren, and director of conservation, Jeff Davis, on board. We also have moved budget under Nate Pamplin, as we've talked about. We've also, I'll skip over one for now, we've also hired our new HR director, which is huge for us. We've been working on this for a long time, several false starts. We think we got a winner in Lonnie Spikes is our new HR director. He's hit the ground running. He has all kinds of ideas and energy, so we're really excited to improve the HR performance of our agency. The last piece of the new shift is we have a new deputy involved, and so welcome Amy to her first commission meeting as well as deputy, and I wanted to give her a couple minutes to talk about her role and background and what she's looking forward to here before I hit the rest of the report.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, Chair Carpenter. So I started about 6 weeks ago in the new role as the deputy, and the focus of the deputy's job is really internal operations. And my goal is to understand as clearly as I can the different operational weaknesses that we have and then find ways to strengthen them. Probably one of the key ones is around HR and getting our HR shop up and running. That's a key priority. Another priority for me in the beginning is to articulate our values as an agency, which talks about how we do our work, not what work we do, but how we do it, and to be really clear so that we can hold ourselves accountable with how we interact with the public and with each other. I also want to say that before I was the deputy, I've worked both on the east side and the west side, so I feel like I come to this position with a pretty broad understanding of the different operational areas of the department. So I'm looking forward to that, you know, sort of expanding how I understand what we do. The first thing to do is to fill the positions of the Fish Program Director, the Habitat Program Director, and the Regional Director of Region 4, which have been opened by the moves in the Director's office. We hope to have those positions filled and have people in their positions by the end of September. So it's a pretty aggressive schedule, but those positions are key for our operations. So that's really where I'm starting, and I look forward to working with you all.
Welcome, Amy.
There's a director's report in your materials. I won't go through a lot of that. The one thing I will highlight is we've just hit our 10,000th acre for a commercial thinning of our forest health. About 40% of that, it's also had a prescribed burn in it. It's a big focus area for us. Addresses a lot of the issues you've heard today beyond just forest health, but obviously forest health, fires, and habitat as well. I'll give you an update on wolves. You've heard a lot already, but so this is just a factual update. We issued a lethal removal order this week for the old profanity territory pack. We did have a motion for a preliminary injunction in King County Court. There was no restraining order issued. The judge ordered us to come back on, I believe it's August 16th, for the follow-up status report and to hear of the potential for a preliminary injunction against moving. But right now, the order that we issued is in effect, and we're actively looking to implement that order. We've hit the protocol threshold in the Togo pack as well. I'm expecting a recommendation from staff on that imminently, and we'll make a decision on how to proceed there as well. You heard about our southeast area as well earlier this morning. We are one depredation away from a threshold determination there, so that's where we're at with that one. We are working with the ranchers, particularly on our property, on their grazing leases, trying to find something that works for everybody. I don't want to be just all Pollyanna and diminish it, but we have at least 27. Folks will tell you more than 27 packs in the state, and those are the three right now that we're watching really closely or actively looking on lethal removal. I understand the stress. I hear the stress. I can't understand it. I'm not a producer myself, so I acknowledge that. And we have to deal with it. There's no doubt about that. But I still look to the vast majority of the area we don't have problems in, at least not to this level. So I'm still hopeful that we can find that coexistence pathway. A little update. Last time we had talked about the Larry Cassidy property. Basically, this is the Snyder Bar area, and we have worked with Mr. Cassidy, and we have got his commitment to the donation of land that he talked about, and we have talked about a placard there, and we'll be calling it Snyder's Hole on the plaque, and so I think we're moving ahead. I know that was important to you the last meeting, and I wanted to give you the update on that. I want to also thank the commissioners that came to our regional awards. So we've just completed our regional awards around the state, and we had commissioners show up at those. That's always great, inspiring for staff. It shows the connection between staff and commission. So thank you for that. And with that, I think given the time frame, I would answer questions or yes.
Mr. Thorburn?
Can we keep former Commissioner Holtzmiller in the loop on the Larry Cassidy naming and everything, since he was the commissioner who originally brought it to us?
Absolutely. I look forward for an opportunity to give Commissioner Holtzmiller a call.
Exactly.
Here you go again.
There you go again. But there again.
there again.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This actually might be a there again kind of a question as well. So it's about the Cougar Management Plan Review. The Wildlife Committee meeting did not occur this morning. The previous agenda for it had the Cougar Management Plan Review on it. In Port Angeles, we had talked about the possibility of some sort of a news release to let the public know that the Cougar Plan was out there and was going to be looked at and what the schedule might be. And you had made some remarks in Port Angeles about comparing in the analysis the status quo in the state of Washington versus the Cougar Management in Oregon and Idaho and the coalition proposal or something like that. There's been some discussion about the evaluation criteria. My question or my concern has to do with the public notice that this is going on. And if someone was asking right now, do I know that the Cougar Management Plan is under review, and do I know in an open and transparent process when I, from downtown Seattle or from the rural areas of the east side, might have an opportunity to understand what's going on and understand what the process is and understand at the end of the line what the commission might be acting on next February or so. I'm not clear that the public would know all of that right now. So it's kind of a question about notice to the public so that we can ensure that that an open and transparent process is well known, and at the end of it, no one can come in and say, well, I didn't know that was going on.
So I see Commissioner Thorburn also had a comment or addition. I'm asking Eric Gardner to come up. Eric's, as you know, the director of that program, and he can give you the more detailed information.
If I could, I'll just add that Don and I were talking about this yesterday, and I had a question that sort of formed in my head as I've thought about this work that we're doing evaluating our Cougar Management. And that is, so I'd like to put this on the table as it proceeds. And then I really want to second what Don is bringing up, that it's time to get this kind of out, that we're doing this evaluation so that our public knows it's going on. I say that because of the lesson that we learned the last time we tried to impact Cougar Management. My question is, our objective, as I understand it, with Cougar Management is to maintain a stable population. And so we have this sort of population density that we use, and then we set quotas, and that's supposed to maintain the population. How do we measure that? So I would, as we do this evaluation, if we can keep that question in the forefront, I think it would be important information as we bring forward recommendations.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair and Director, Commissioner McIsaac, and especially Commissioner Thorburn for throwing in that easy one at the end. I will attempt to answer your questions as best as I can. We do fully recognize that the need to engage the public in this process is paramount. We also have learned in the past that the first thing we really need to do is have our internal team and biologists and conflict managers and others do as much as they can to construct some ideas and some framework around that and get as much as we can on the same page of understanding what the problem statement is and what potential options would be. Prior to the decision to increase or step up the timeline for this particular topic, we already had a team of people pulled together working on the framework, and at that time it was on a timeline to bring us into the normal three-year season setting cycle. So we have elevated, significantly increased the timeline for that internal team to complete their early stages of the work. They held what I believe is going to be their last face-to-face meeting, at least in the preliminary stages of that discussion, and are in the process of pulling together their outline for where we think we could go with the Cougar Management Framework. Our objective after that, one, was to broach it with the Wildlife Committee this month. We'll have to do that next month, and we're seeking time on the director's calendar to walk through those options. I believe once we understand the scope of items that are being brought forward, we'll be in a better place to design what we think the best, most effective public process is going to be to get input and ideas on those as we work towards the timeline that we have in front of us for next season. So we're very much aware of the need to get the information out to the public. We're just not quite there yet, but we are very, very close, and I anticipate you hearing much more on that soon, and so will the public. So are there any questions on the process?
Yeah. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And yes, thanks for the answer. In the seat of a person who might want to come in and provide some perspective on cougar management, as I recall, we were trying to finish this with a commission decision before the March and April process, so this would not cloud the normal crowded regular business. So that would put it into February as a final commission decision to change something or not. And putting advance notice out that with some sort of a draft would mean January. And in my mind, it backed it up to only three Wildlife Committee meetings as opportunities. If that clock is right, now there's only two Wildlife Committee opportunities for people to see what is going to be looked at and give them an opportunity to say something about it, if I've got that right. So that would be October and December would be the only remaining opportunities. And if they don't know that it's even out there yet, that's, I guess, my biggest concern. So that some sort of a notice to the public that this is coming in advance of exactly knowing, well, what is going to be the display of alternatives, what are the criteria that are going to evaluate alternatives, and all the rest of it. It would at least be good to notice the public that this is out there so they can begin thinking about it. Again, my biggest concern here is in February, someone saying, well, this is the first I've heard of that, is something we ought to avoid.
Thank you, and I'll definitely take that into consideration and discuss it with the director and the team, and I think we can make sure we get the notice out as quickly as possible. We have to have something to actually notice around, but I understand what you're asking for, and I think there's something that could be done.
Commissioner Linville?
So I'm kind of a process type of person, and I've noticed from when we were trying to get something out around wolves that I'm hearing the exact same challenges that you're facing on the cougar issue. And so I would really encourage the department to have a process, so that like one process that just kind of gives us sideboards for how these things are going to roll out the same, so we're not reinventing the wheel every time. We've just struggled with this so much around wolves, and to hear it's the same thing is happening around cougars is like, oh, this is something we can solve. We can come up with something that's clear.
Thank you, Commissioner Linville. And I'll also take that to heart and to consider that as well. A recognition that what we're talking about, yes, it's extremely important, and we do know that we want to make this notice that both of you are talking about. It is a hunt recommendation process that would normally have been worked through a normal three-year season-setting process. The commission kind of asked the director to look at that. We sped things up. We're moving it off-cycle, so it's a little bit unique. We need to essentially duplicate the public's ability to engage in that process similar to how they would in a normal three-year season setting, since that's essentially what we're doing. We're just doing it out of cycle. But we don't go into a three-year season setting without some preliminary work. And so since we increased the timeline, we sped up the timeline on this topic, we are working very quickly and several meetings with a group of people that were kind of entered into their calendars unexpectedly to do that preliminary work so that we can then do exactly what's being asked for here. We have every intention of doing that. We just need to kind of close the loop on the first step, and we're right there. And then we will do that, but still taking into heart the input that I heard from you here today.
If I could.
Mr. Thorburn.
This is season setting, and we do have a process. I would argue, though, that it's a little bit different constituency that concerns itself with this particular season and certain of our seasons. While our hunters and sports people are used to our process for season setting and know when to look for that public notice, there are constituents who might miss it. And so I would say this is a little bit exceptional, and we do need to think about public notice in that way.
Thank you, Commissioner Thorburn. I agree. I understand that, and I believe we will be doing that shortly. So, and then to your final question, we will keep that in mind, and it is a complicated piece of the equation. We don't have the ability to annually inventory our cougar population and to really quickly determine differences in population numbers. Studies that determine cougar density generally take several years and are very expensive to do. Washington probably has more data around cougar management than any of the other western states, but it doesn't mean we have the current count for today. And so we look at any recent information to address if we think there's a change in trend, and as new studies come into play, we work that into the equation. But specifically around your question, that is one of the biggest challenges that we face. And so, you know, we'll continue to look for ways to do a better job there or get better as best data as we can with cougar management. It is a challenging piece of the equation.
When could we expect an update from today, because I'm starting to feel a couple chairs getting warm, mine included, and probably yours too. Are you going to be in Winthrop?
Yes, sir, I am. Mr. Chairman, I will be in Winthrop, and we will have a wildlife committee then. I would imagine that if it's of enough importance to folks here, and I'm hearing that it is, we could perhaps arrange a phone conversation with the Wildlife Committee prior to Winthrop, and we could walk through where we're at and engage with the director as well and not have to wait for Winthrop to necessarily be the next point in time where the commission has some level of engagement. We are still waiting on the report from the product, the last meeting of the team, but as we bring those draft documents together, it would be appropriate to, you know, to engage the commission.
I see the heads bobbing. I think that's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Mr. Thorburn. Final comment. We'll certainly look at a teleconference date. I think that would be a good idea. In terms of monitoring the population, I mean, this is a huge question for our communities that are concerned with how we manage cougars. So we need to find other ways than simply costly, both in terms of time, resources, and money, studies on density. We need to find other ways of monitoring the cougar population as we move forward with cougar management. So I would encourage, as you look at this, to find other, you know, to have that be part of cougar management, that we're not just saying we did these population density studies, and that's what we rely on. And, you know, we've got communities telling us we've got more cougars than that.
Thank you, and I do understand. We work with all the western states on that very same question, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was going to...
Commissioner Kehoe.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to ask, it would be helpful for me if we could see what other states do, and you know, maybe not a long presentation, but just some idea of how other states go about estimating their cougar populations annually, if they do. So
I think we could provide that information to the commission.
Thank you, sir. Director, anything else on your end?
That's it, unless there's additional questions.
Hearing none, we will... it's break time. We're going to take 10 minutes. We'll be back at 10 after, moving into the commercial fishing guide logbook requirements, and this is a decision.